Well, good morning, everyone. It's great to see you this morning. My name's Greg Harrison. I'm part of the ministry team here, and I'm so glad that you can be with us as we celebrate this great day. It feels a bit funny for me because it's a Sunday, and yet we've had all services are all over the place in terms of their time, so I'm still trying to work out how it sort of feels today. But as we think about that, I was actually thinking and wondering, what do you expect from this Christmas? What do you expect? Because when you think about it, Christmas is in many ways a time of expectation, isn't it? There's the what we might call the good expectations. No doubt there's a number of people who have expectations of what they might like in terms of gifts. Some of us have expectations of particular meals that we're going to consume in the next day or so, and some of us have expectations of how we're going to limit ourselves in what we eat in the days to come. But they're only expectations because we know we won't. Then there's expectations that aren't so enjoyable. For some people, Christmas is a time of expectation of difficult family relationships. One of the highest times of domestic and family violence is at Christmas time. For some, their expectation of this Christmas will be loneliness. Maybe it's the first Christmas without a loved one. And we may even have fairly entrenched expectations. For instance, there might be expectations of what we do on certain days and at certain times. So, for instance, it's expected that we will always go to someone's house at lunchtime, and then we do the other half of the family in the evening. That's what's expected, and anything other will be, you know, greatly frowned upon. But I wonder how much of the first Christmas was expected. How much of the first Christmas? See, I think sometimes we can be a little bit hard on those who experience the very first Christmas. For instance, we might say, well, they should have expected it. They should have expected it at any time, at any day, because, you know, if they'd read the prophecies in the Old Testament, they would have known. But how much was expected? Would we have been any different? In a moment, I want to show a little video. It's a cute video. It's a quirky video. It's made in New Zealand, so yes, it has interesting accents. But more importantly, it's a video that I think explores, through the acting of children, that incredible, captivating aspect of the Christmas story, that of what was expected. Thanks, Kay.
Have you ever wondered what we might see if we could pull back the curtain of time to that very first Christmas? If we could, I imagine the story began in heaven, something like this. God was looking over heaven's balcony one day, shaking his head at all the wrong things people were doing down on earth.
Oh man, this isn't quite what I had in mind when I created Earth. I feel so far away from my kids down there.
Why?
It's just hard to be friends with people when you don't like what they're doing. I think it's time.
Time for what, Lord?
Time for us to step in.
Shall we ready the army, Lord? Can't you see the lesson?
No, I don't think we should see an army. Maybe just one person.
One person?
Brilliant! They won't be expecting that!
Lord, we're sending just one person. It'll have to be someone that's very powerful and very strong. Because there's tons of people down there.
No, they don't have to be strong. They'll be going as a newborn baby.
A newborn baby?
Brilliant! They won't be expecting that!
Lord, this plan is rather risky. A newborn human baby is small and weak. This baby must be born to people who will protect him. Maybe a great ruler or mighty king?
Actually, I was thinking I could send him to a young peasant girl whose heart is beautiful and full of courage.
Oh, peasant girl! Brilliant! They won't be expecting that!
My lord, I see your plan is to take Earth by surprise. No one will be expecting a newborn baby born to a humble villager. But what good can a baby do?
This will not just be any baby. I'm sending in the Prince of Heaven in disguise.
The Prince of Heaven?
Our Prince?
Your son?
Please, I want you to get.
Lord, this is too risky. Sending the prince in disguise as a tiny baby, born not to kings, but to humble villagers. Surely our prince cannot be born in a cottage. He must be born in a palace.
You're right. He shouldn't be born in a cottage.
You.
He'll be born in a stable.
A stable? Surrounded by animals?
Over hay?
Filled with poo?
Brilliant! They've got big sticks in there.
Lord, how will people know he's there? What if they don't notice?
Those who are looking will find him, and his mission will bring all people closer to me, even if they do something really wrong. When the prince is done, nothing will get between them and my love.
Can we leave some clues for the people looking? Like in the stars?
Clues in the stars? Sure, why not? We can make one huge one that points to him.
Sing for him?
Yes, can we sing?
Sing to welcome him?
Please say we can sing.
God looked at their hopeful faces, and his heart was touched by their love for the prince.
All right, you can sing.
Yay!
But not in front of the whole world. That would just be weird. And no kings or rulers.
How about we sing for some shepherds? That's a lonely job.
Those blokes could do with some cheering up.
Brilliant. They won't be expecting that.
Told you it was cute and quirky, didn't I? There are so many unexpected parts to the Christmas story, aren't there? The Son of God come to us, love incarnate, love divine, Alpha and the Omega, found in human form. It's hard for us at times to comprehend what happened at that very first Christmas. And I think it's hard for us because to see and experience the unexpected nature of the first Christmas because we know the story so well, don't we? But we should all be amazed, astonished, stunned, startled, dumbfounded even. And yet we can so simply say, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And yet truly we should have been saying, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we weren't expecting that. There is so much to this story which is unexpected. The King of Kings, born to royal parents, right? No. Born in a palace, right? No. The ruler of the nations, born as a citizen of a superpower. No, but to a vassal state of a superpower. I guess we weren't expecting that. Furthermore, the first people to hear the news of this king born were not the religious leaders, were they? They weren't VIP status. They didn't have backstage access, but rather they were somewhat smelly and often derided keepers of the sheep, the shepherds. I guess we can say they weren't expecting that. And the wise men or the magi from the east, again, it wasn't Old Testament scholars who came, was it? Those who should have been studying the scriptures. Rather, it was ones who looked to astrology for answers. Astrology. I put it to you, it's the only time in human history that astrology has ever been correct. And I guess we weren't expecting that. There's not enough space to go through, or time to go through, all the unexpected parts of the first Christmas. But I ask you again, what are you expecting? Is it possible that we might be able to say once more, I wasn't expecting that? Like I said, we know the story so well, we're not caught by surprise. But I actually think it is possible if we explore the depths of the Christian story of the coming of the Saviour. I think it is possible to be caught by surprise once more. A few weeks ago now, I was listening to a carol. The carol was called Noel, Noel. It's not the first Noel. That's a different one. It was called Noel, Noel. And it has a line in it which says, come and see what the Lord has done. And that line struck me. Come and see what the Lord has done. I think if I remember correctly, I wrote about it in this month's bulletin. Because you see, come and see what the Lord has done, how he has established his kingdom. For this is a story of grace and a story of mercy and a story of rescue. Come and see that. This is a story of the Almighty who will literally move heaven and earth in order to restore his kingdom, to send his son, not just to be born, but to die and rise again. To redeem us from our sin, to bring us real peace. This is an incredible story that spans human history, that resonates throughout the cosmos. This is a story that ends, or can end, with each one of us right again with God, sin forgiven, peace known, life and life to the full in the kingdom of heaven. Now, when you hear that, you might say, well, I like your expectations, Greg, but I'm not expecting that. You see, I don't expect to receive anything. I don't deserve it. And the short answer is, none of us deserve it. That's why it's a story of grace. That's why it's a story of mercy. And we weren't expecting that. But you might say, well, yes, I'm going to push back on you a little bit, Greg. I hear that, but you don't understand. You don't know what I've done. If God really knew what I was like, yeah, I don't expect anything. My answer to that is that that's my story too. God knows all too well my heart. All too well. And I don't expect peace, but I find peace. I don't expect to be washed clean, but I find purity. I don't expect to be right again and to be a child of the living God, but I find myself to be a member of his family and a citizen of this kingdom when I was least expecting it. And you might say, again, Greg, I love where you're going with this. I love your optimism, but you need to remember, I'm not expecting anything. I'm only here because my family dragged me along. I've come kicking and screaming, and I thank you that you've had good sense not to kick and scream too loud. So I'm not expecting anything from Christmas in terms of what you're offering. It's not for me. But it is. It's for all people. That's what the angel said. I bring you good news of joy for all people. Good news when we were least expecting it. I'm not really sure what the shepherds and the wise men expected when they turned up at the various times. We can only speculate. It can be fun to do so. Like, for instance, you know, when the shepherds turned up for the evening shift, and look, I know they don't clock in and clock out, okay, but just go with me on this. When the shepherds checked in and for the evening shift, I wonder if they expected that by the end of their shift the whole world would have changed. Probably not. I don't think they were expecting that. But I know there is a loving God who did the most unexpected thing. He left heaven. His son walked across the cosmos and came to earth and was born to us. And he did it for those not expecting anything. My prayer is that this Christmas we would once again allow the Holy Spirit to take what is the old, old story in a different form and make it new again to us, that we might come and see, and through the Holy Spirit we might see faith. My prayer is that we might see the unexpected, that we might see those who have no faith have faith, that they might come to see that their Saviour has been born and that they might encounter him for the first time. That's my expectation this Christmas. My expectation is that if you are amongst us this morning and you feel like your faith is dry and broken and it was so long ago, my expectation is that God can change that and renew it. My expectation is that those who rejoice in our faith will rejoice over and over again because of the old, old story is new to us once again. What are you expecting this Christmas? What are you expecting? For those looking for meaning, may you find it. For those of you looking for peace, may you know it. For those of you feeling lonely, may you know his presence. For those of you mourning, may you know his loving arms. My prayer is that when we remember the story of Christmas, the Son of God given for us, the Alpha and the Omega, the Word becoming flesh, that which was unexpected at the time, that it might be new to us again, and that we might be able to look back, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, or sometime through January, and see hope renewed and faith fanned again, or even faith begun, that we might look back at that and go, I wasn't expecting that. And may God be praised for that, as he always is. Let me pray. Gracious Lord, 2,000 years ago you did the most unexpected thing. And we pray that you would once again do that which is often unexpected in our lives, that you might again fan the flame of hope, that faith might be renewed, and for those who for once have heard this good news, may they know life and life to the full. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.